Hi, I'm Megan Brown, teacher and EdTech enthusiast. Thanks for joining me on this journey to learn and share meaningful ways to integrate technology into everyday lessons. So, you want to teach with technology? Let's get started. Hello, fellow educators. Welcome to today's episode, So You Want to Spice Up Your Google Meetings. We are going to explore what features Google Meet currently offers in a meeting. We're also going to look at extensions to help both teachers and students, and then I'll share some updates to Google Meetings that should be coming soon. Whether you are teaching from home, teaching in a hybrid situation, or simply having meetings with coworkers online, these tricks will be sure to help make your meetings more interactive, productive, and if you're like me, you could use some help with organization. So Google has actually added a lot of features since at least I used it at the end of last school year. So here's a couple things that are available now. First off is Tiled View. I know last year we had to get all the students to download the extension Grid View. Well, if you're still using that, you no longer need to because Google already has that embedded in Google Meetings. What you have to do is select Change Layout. So on that bottom bar that has all the different options, you're going to click on the three dots and then click Change Layout. Google has four options right now. Auto, which switches back and forth between a tiled and a full screen. Tiled, which we'll talk about. Spotlight, which will make whoever's talking fill up the entire screen. And Sidebar, which is kind of like Spotlight, but it has on the side all the other members who are in the Google Meeting. So Tiled is essentially like Grid View before. You can also select the number of tiles that you want to appear on your screen. You can select between 6 and 49 people. The one downside is if you have a really large group with more than 49 people, you can only see up to 49 people on the screen at once. But it is nice because now you don't have to worry about every single student having Grid View extension so that they can see each other. But you do still need to show students how to turn Tiled View on and how to switch. So if there's more than, I think it starts at 12. So if you have more than 12 people, they have to slide that bar to show up to 49 people. The next option that's available in that More Tools area is called Jam. Now, Jam is essentially an interactive whiteboard, and so it allows both you and students to be writing and drawing while the Google Meeting is happening. And it's cool because you can start with a blank board, or you can pre-make one that has like a picture in the background or like a slideshow made already. So Jam has a pen, an eraser, an option to select. It has sticky notes. You can insert pictures, shapes, text boxes, and there's a laser pointer. So it really is an interactive whiteboard between you and your students. You can enable so that everyone can contribute to the whiteboard at once, or you can just select who's drawing one at a time. I know we've used both options in our meetings. We had a meeting with 110 sixth graders, and allowing them all access at once was a little overwhelming. Luckily, they did a really good job in the end of taking turns, but it did take some practice. At the end, when you're done with a Jamboard, it saves in everyone's Google Drive, so everyone who's invited to the meeting will have a copy of what you guys went over. The last thing that's new on Google Meetings is the blurred background. So I know a lot of times students might be embarrassed about their background, what's going on at their house, and so that may make a lot of students not have their camera on. But there is an option now to where everything in the background except for their face is blurred. So this will really help a lot of students feel more comfortable showing their face on Google Meetings. It's also really helpful if you have a full house and you have kids walking around in the background or pets jumping up and down in the background. This way that will blur everything so that only your face is showing. So with those things that have been added, Google Meetings are a little bit better than I know they were at the end of last school year, but there's still a lot of things that other companies offer that Google Meets don't. So let's take a look at some extensions that can really help, if you're a teacher, help host your meetings a little bit better. So the first extension is the Google Attendance extension. Now there are two different ones. I'm going to talk about the extension that has the green check mark. I've tried to use both, and the other one I could not get working on my computer, but the one with the green check mark is really easy to use and gives you a lot of helpful information. So once you have that extension added to Chrome, it's going to pop up with a class list whenever you start a meeting. As students enter, it will automatically put their names on the class list, but you can also manually enter student names. So I know we have a couple students who like to use their parents' accounts, and so the parent's name will pop up automatically because that's what is already in the system. But if you see that and see they're there, you can just manually type in the student's name so you remember the student was there. Then, whenever you log out of the meeting, it automatically downloads an Excel file. And it's actually an extensive Excel file. It tells you exactly what time your meeting started. It tells you exactly what time each individual student entered the meeting and then left the meeting. So it gives you a lot of information about how long they were there. Now, the downside is that you are kind of responsible for keeping all this information in one place because it just downloads a different Excel file each time. So what I've been doing is I just use one Excel file, and each time I download a new document, I copy and paste it in a new tab on just one Excel file. But a bright side about this extension is that only you need it. The students don't, and it will automatically track what students are in your meeting. The next extension I want to look at is to help with teaching. So this extension is called Web Paint, and what it allows you to do is write on any website, PDF, document, anything that you are showing your students. It has a lot of different options for you to pick from, so you can use a pencil, text, straight and curved lines, you can draw different shapes, you can paint an entire section, and you can change the color. So you can kind of use color as a way to organize information. I know that's really helpful when going over math problems. It also allows you to take a screenshot of your screen and what you have drawn. Now, when I was using this, I did have a little bit of a hard time interacting with the website because whenever you're using the pencil or something like that, I didn't think you could exit out of it. I thought you had to close Web Paint altogether in order to actually interact with the website. Turns out you don't. There is a cursor icon. So if you need to click on something on a website, or if you need to type on the actual document you're sharing, just click the cursor icon and it'll pause your drawing. The third extension to help with teaching is called Duolist. So a lot of teachers are fortunate to have a dual monitor system, so they can have a Google meeting open in one screen, and then if they're sharing their screen, that's on an entirely different monitor, so they have access to both the comments and what students are saying and doing, and what you're presenting. Now, I know not all teachers have this, so Duolist, and it's spelled Duolless. This allows you to kind of act like you have a dual monitor, but just on your own screen. So you can set up the proportions of the two windows that you want. So if you want them both the same size on your screen, or you can pick to have one take up more room than the other. And it's also nice because as soon as you exit out of one of the windows, it automatically makes the rest full screen. I know this is something that's irritated me. I usually just open two windows and try to get them roughly the size I want. But then when you're done with one, it does take work to get things back to normal. And so Duolist just gets it back automatically. The fourth and last extension we're going to look at for teaching is called Tactic Pins for Google Meet. And what this does is it saves important text so that you don't have to scroll through it later. When you have this extension, there's going to be a transparent rectangle on your screen, and you can move it around. And at the top, it says tactic. Now, in order for this to work, you do have to have closed captions on. And then the captions will be captured in that tactic window. When there's something important that you want to remember, all you do is click on that text in the window and it will pin it. Now you can do one of three things. You can mark it as a decision that was made, as an action item, or a question for easy finding. And another great thing about tactic is when you're done, you can actually open it as a Google document and it will have the entire transcript and it will have specifically noted where you made those decision, action items, and questions. So they're just very easy, especially if you have a long meeting. It's very easy to see exactly where those items are so that you don't have to go through pages and pages of transcript. So we've talked about four extensions that you can add specifically for teachers to help in Google Meetings. So those extensions are Attendance, WebPaint, Duolus, and Tactic. Now, I want to take a look at a couple really cool extensions for students to use. The first one is called Nod. Now, what Nod does is it adds a bar at the top left corner of their screen, and it allows students to give feedback throughout the meeting. Now, in order for it to work, every student does need to add the extension. Otherwise, only the ones with the extension will be able to give that feedback. Now it has three buttons. So the first one is emojis. It has a thumbs up emoji, thumbs down, waving, clapping hands, party, and laughing. So when a student clicks on these emojis, it'll pop up at the bottom of the screen and it will say the name of the person who selected it, and then it just goes away. It's also kind of cool because you can vote for new emojis to be added. The second option that you can do is raise your hand. So this also pops up at the bottom of the screen, but instead of floating away like the other ones do or disappearing, it stays there until you click the X on top of it so it goes away. And the last button that's in that bar is a settings button. And this has two really important settings. First, it allows you to change the color of the emojis, so it's inclusive on different skin tones. The second setting is that you can turn on notifications. So once a student raises their hand, usually it pops up just in the window of the Google Meeting. So if you're sharing your screen and don't have the Google Meeting up, you're not going to necessarily see that. So if you have the notifications on, instead of popping up in the Google Meeting, it will actually just have a notification on your screen. So that way, no matter what tab or window you're looking at, you'll be able to see if a student raises their hand. The second extension that's helpful for students is called Push to Talk. What this does is it allows students to very quickly mute or unmute themselves. And just like Nod, in order to work, every student individually has to add it to Chrome. So there's a setting that they can click where whenever they enter a meeting, they will automatically be muted. Students can turn this on or off, but it automatically has the setting where they are muted whenever they enter a meeting. It also allows students to pick a key to quickly mute or unmute themselves. It automatically uses the space bar, but they can select any key that they want. So if a student has to unmute themselves to answer a question, it's a lot quicker to just click the space bar to unmute themselves and then click it again to mute themselves than trying to move your cursor to get that bottom bar up, click on mute. I know I usually miss it the first time. So it's a lot quicker process, which allows for discussions to flow just a little bit easier. So there were two extensions that are really helpful for students. Those were Nod and Push to Talk. There are two more extensions I want to talk about, and they're not really to help with teaching, but they're just kind of fun. So the first extension is called Visual Effects for Google Meet. So I know a lot of times students don't turn their camera on because they're self-conscious about their background, and this does or can help alleviate that a little bit. When you download this extension, on the left side of the Google Meet screen, there'll be a little white rectangle, and then when you hover over it, it opens the visual effects bar. It has a list of 16 different effects, at least right now at the time of recording, there are 16 effects, and it is being updated frequently, so that can always change. I am not going to go through all 16 effects because, frankly, some of them are a little weird. But I do want to talk about some of the ones that could be useful in a Google meeting. And there's a couple that I just think are really cool. So the first one I want to talk about is freeze. What this does is you are frozen on the screen exactly how you are. So you're not moving, but people can still hear you. You can still talk. It's very similar to just turning off your camera, but you're still there. So you could use freeze to just show yourself frozen and keep talking so that your picture is still there without turning off your camera. Or if there's something that you have up that you want to remain on the screen, you can freeze it and not have to worry about holding up your arms the entire time or worrying about moving slightly so that it's out of the frame. So freeze definitely could be helpful in a Google meeting. The next one is rainbow. This one is honestly just pretty. It reminds me of a color-changing lamp. So all it does is change the hue of your entire screen, and it goes through the different colors of the rainbow. It's just a really pretty option. The next one that would be helpful is text display. So this allows you to write something, and it will appear on your screen along with your picture. When you click text display, it has a little box underneath it, and that's where you actually type the text. It appears flipped to you, but then when you're actually in the meeting, it will appear the right way to everyone else in the meeting. This could be really helpful in a meeting to help facilitate a discussion. You can ask a question, and instead of having students answer in the chat, they could answer on the text display. That way you can see the text with each person, and it just offers a way to have discussions without having to scroll through everyone's chat. They're all in one window. The fourth option that I want to talk about is a green screen. So for this one, you can upload your own background picture. So you could use this for fun and upload a fun background, or you could use it as part of your lesson and upload a picture that relates to what you're talking about. The last filter that I want to look at is face filters. So this one, again, is just fun. You can add glasses. You can make yourself look like a graduate or have a halo. So just fun face filters that a lot of other technologies have on our cell phones. The very last Google extension I want to look at is called Google Meet Party Button. This one I would not tell your students about because they might go a little crazy with it. What it does is it adds to the top corner of your screen, so that window where you can open the chat or you can look at all the participants. It adds an icon of a party popper, and when you click on the icon, confetti just blasts from the bottom of the screen. So this could be really fun. If it's someone's birthday, you can do that as a celebration, or if you want to reward someone for sharing a really good idea. This could be a lot of fun, but I would be careful because students might have a little bit too much fun with it as well. But it is just a nice way to get a little energy going in a Google meeting. So those two fun, not necessarily practical, but just fun extensions are visual effects for Google Meets and Google Meet Party Button. Those were all of my favorite extensions for Google Meet, but Google has announced that they're going to be adding features throughout the year. So I want to tell you some of those things that you can be expecting. First, they're planning on adding a feature where if you remove someone from a meeting, they cannot rejoin right away. And if they have been denied entry twice, it will block them from being able to enter your meeting that day. So if you have a student who's causing a lot of disruptions and you kick them out, they can't just automatically rejoin. Next, Google will be rolling out an option where whenever a teacher ends a meeting, it will end for all participants. so you don't have to worry about students staying on longer or going back to the Google meeting later. I know some of my students do that if they're trying to talk with a friend or if they're working on an activity together. They'll just get on one of our links when we aren't actually there. But I know that this can cause some issues, especially liability issues. So eventually, whenever you end the meeting, students will not be able to get back on. The next feature they're planning is to have an option that lets you disable the chat if you're not actually using it. I know sometimes students can get a little carried away with side conversations, and when you're working online, that's essentially the same as students talking over you, so if a chat is not necessary, then you can disable it. There will also be a setting so that you have to open a meeting before any students can join, so you don't have to worry about students getting on before you. The one I am most excited about is they're adding a breakout room option. I know Zoom has a breakout feature where it automatically groups students into their own room. So Google is planning on having a similar feature. I am very excited about that. The next addition to Google Meet, I know I talked about the nod extension, which allows students to raise their hand and add emojis. But soon in the Google meeting itself, students will be able to click a button to raise their hand if they have a question or need help. So in the future, you might not need to use the nod extension. And the last addition is they're planning on adding a Q&A and a polling option so that students can be engaged and interact with you without disrupting the flow of your lesson. So keep an eye out on your Google Meetings for these new features to be rolling out throughout the year. Thank you all so much for listening. I really hope that you found a new extension that you want to try in your Google Meetings. Please share how you're spicing up your online meetings with the To Teach With Tech community on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at the number 2 Teach With Tech. I hope you join in next week where we will look at 10 ways to replace worksheets using technology. If you have any specific questions you want addressed, or you want to share your favorite ways to replace worksheets, please email me at the2teachwithtech@gmail.com. Thanks, and we will chat soon.